And let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mayor. Hope you're staying warm.
Well, Renee and Mike, I got the sidewalk shoveled. I'm back in and I'm warm.
That's good. Sipping some coffee or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Mayor, lots to talk about this morning, so let's jump right in. It's been a very long process, but the city has finally reached the final draft for the Homelessness Action Plan. What does the final draft look like?
Well, this is a plan for 2019, very realistic goals, very attainable goals that we can accomplish in 2019. In fact, we're really a long way towards a couple of them. Number one, enough low-barrier shelter beds that we can aggressively enforce the no-camping ban. And we've added about 270 shelter beds over the last couple of months. We now, even in these coldest nights, we've had some excess beds. And that allows us legally to be very aggressive in the enforcement of our no camping ban, which I know is something that our citizens really want us to do. Increasing resources, we have added a unit to the neighborhood services or code enforcement so that we can clean up camps quicker. We had one group that was able to do that. We'll now have two. We'll have more police officers in the HOT team, the homeless outreach team. Better coordination between the police and the sheriff so that we're not just moving people back and forth between the county and the city. Then working on work programs. Rescue Mission's done a really good job of trying to make available work programs for folks that are in shelter there, and I think we need to expand those programs. Homeless court. So that, you know, when we bring these folks in for violation of the camping ban or the panhandling ordinances, don't sit, don't lie, they can't pay a fine. We need to do something constructive. We're going to refer them to a navigator who will help align them with shelter needs, with alcohol and substance abuse treatment. And, of course, with mental health counseling and treatment as well. So, as I say, taking advantage of existing resources, but doing a better job in providing services to the homeless, helping those that want to move out of that state, helping them do that, but also improving the quality of life of the vast majority of our citizens.
All right, Mayor, next thing we wanted to ask you, Colorado Springs and El Paso County teamed resources when it comes to emergency management. Do you think this is good?
I absolutely do. Mike, this is something we've been talking about literally for 15 years. The city had an Office of Emergency Management and the county had one. And, you know, our natural disasters, primarily flood and fire, they don't observe boundaries, and there was just no reason not to have a regional Pikes Peak Pikes Peak Region Office of Emergency Management. I thought it would happen after Black Forest and Waldo Canyon fires. It hadn't. I've been continuing to work on it, and I'm pleased to say we've just signed a memorandum of agreement, and it's happening right now. We're consolidating the two offices. We're doing some remodeling at the county facility. The city OEM will move into the county OEM. We'll have one director, Jim Reed, and I think it's going to allow us to better prepare and better respond to natural disasters.
And we did want to ask you, Mayor, you did finally select to make your decision. It seems like the process went pretty quick for a new chief of police, and you selected Deputy Chief Vince Niske for the job.
That's right, Renee. We're very pleased. We had over 60 applicants from all around the country, including a couple of internal applicants. We had five final interviews, three external, two internal. And I chose Vince Niske, pending approval by the city council. I think he's meeting with him the end of this month. Vince has been a deputy chief for 7 years, has spent his whole 30-year career in the Colorado Springs Police Department. We've got a great police department, Renee, and unlike some times in the past when I've been in the selection process for police chief, I didn't feel compelled to go outside the department. I think, you know, the biggest issue facing the new police chief is how to properly deploy the 120 new officers that our citizens have allowed us to add to the force. Vince has been very intimately involved in the budgeting process, knows what the needs of the department are, and I'm confident he'll do a good job. He's got good support from the rank and file in the department, and after interviewing everybody, I just thought he was the guy for the job.
And Mayor, when is the vote by City Council?
I think it's the 26th, the next meeting, 26th of February.
Perfect. Okay, so Mayor, if you can hang on the line, we'd like to talk with you about an upcoming meeting tonight on accessory dwelling units. Describe what that is and how it will impact Colorado Springs, if you can hang on the line.
Okay.
Perfect.
742 KRDO News Radio. Thank you for joining us.
And let's go back to the news line this morning. Mayor John Southers joins us. And Mayor, tonight there is a public meeting that is being held to discuss accessory dwelling units. Can you first describe what that is and what will be discussed at the meeting tonight?
Well, Renee, an accessory dwelling unit is really a simple and pretty old idea. It's essentially having a second small dwelling on the same grounds or attached to, you know, a regular single-family house. Mm-hmm. So you might have an apartment over a garage. You might have a smaller house on a foundation in the backyard. You may have a basement apartment. Right now, accessory dwelling units are allowed in some areas of town by zoning and not in others. Councilwoman Jill Gabler has brought forward a ordinance to expand the areas where accessory dwelling units would be allowed. And I think properly so, the council needs to get a lot of input on the pros and cons of accessory dwelling units. I, for example, have kind of one bottom line, and that is that any covenants or homeowner association agreements and things like that could override the ordinance. In other words, you couldn't impose it on neighborhoods that have already banned accessory dwelling units by covenant and things like that. And I suspect that that sort of provision would be in any ordinance that's approved. But, you know, this is something that is kind of a movement across the country to get more density and encourage less sprawl, and I, you know, it's something that's being discussed in a lot of cities, and I think it's a proper topic for discussion here. And I'd encourage anybody that has views about it to attend these neighborhood meetings. I think this is just the first of several that will take place.
Yeah, and it's tonight, Deerfield Hills Community Center, from 5:30 to 7:00. Perfect.
All right, Mayor, good to catch up with you. We'll have you on again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you. Stay warm.
You too.
You too.